his challenges with the park.
Why, wanting to explain it to
No, I'm just saying, his milk, his challenge. Oh.
First of all, I want to thank you all again for having me. Every time, as much as maybe I'm saying words of inspiration, I'm inspired as well. In this week's parsha, very interesting, the parsha begins, Yitzchak and Rivka married, just like Avram and Sarah were, Sarah was an Akara, she couldn't have any kids, she waited very long. Yitzchak and Rivka also, Akara didn't have children. So the pasuk says that they davened, Yitzchak and Rivka davened, and Vayeta Yitzchak Lashem L'Noichach Ishtoi, they both davened, and the pasuk says, Vayetar Loy Hashem. Who did Hashem listen to? When Rivka davened and Yitzchak davened, they both davened. Who did Hashem listen to? Hashem listened to Yitzchak. Now, obviously, the pasuk didn't have to say Vayetar Loy. It could have just said that they both davened, and they both davened, and she became pregnant as the pasuk moves on, and she didn't just become pregnant. He was twins over there. But what's the idea, Vayetar Loi, that Hashem listened Loi to Yitzchak? Why would it sound that Hashem listened Loi to him, b'schus the tefillah of Yitzchak, and not b'schus the tefillah of Rivka? Why? Why is it like that?
Maybe because you said that the pain was so severe that even if she would be pregnant with all the 12 tribes of Israel, the pain would still not be like worth it to go through those pains.
You mean that there was a limit to how much she would handle?
No, she basically said like the pain that I'm going through in my room is so severe that it wouldn't even if the 12 tribes would come for me, it wouldn't be worth it, this pain.
Wow. But the truth is, we're really speaking now at a step before that. You're speaking about once she became pregnant, but we're talking about she was before she became pregnant, and they were davening for a child. And it says, Hashem listened, Vayetar, Hashem listened, who? Loi to him, to Yitzchak. Why only to Yitzchak? Why not to Rivka? Rivka was also davening?
Yes, I saw the Rashi said that because he had the skut of the father, whereas Rivka was from a family that didn't have as much skut as obviously Yitzchak. But I have another question then. If someone is the son of a tzaddik, yeah?
What's your name, please?
My name's Yeshua.
Yeshua, okay, yeah, very Rashi, yeah.
So that's what Rashi writes, so he's got the son, so he's got the extra merit because his father was righteous and Rivka's father, whatever. Well, my question was that on that was that if someone's the son of a big rabbi, for example, yeah, he's davening, it's harder for him because he's got a big father. Like, you know, it almost makes Hashem a little bit harder to get to because his father's makes him great, not Hashem, yeah? So my question is, in regards to what Rashi writes, is that just because someone has a meritorious father, does that mean that automatically his tefillah is kind of more lofty, or is it the opposite in a sense that you almost have to daven harder because your father is great, which makes you great, which means that you don't really need Hashem as much?
You're asking very good Yeshua, right?
Yeah, Yeshua, yeah.
Let's get to that question in a minute because I actually want to speak about the Rashi you mentioned. And let's see after what I bring, let's see if it'll still be a question.
Right.
Again, Rashi, we asked the question, Vayetar Loi, why did Hashem listen to Yitzchak, Rivka also daven? So Rashi says, She'enai doima tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. Yitzchak, after all, was the son of a tzaddik of Avram. And it's more powerful, the tefillah of a tzaddik, the son of a tzaddik, more than tzaddik ben Rasha, which Rivka, obviously, she was a tzaddikis, but she came from Besuo. She came from a Rasha. So therefore, the merit, the schus, that this child, these children came about, was for Yitzchak rather more than Rivka. Before a question, I want to just, as Yeshua really asked, and I want to ask a different question, and we'll see if anybody else has more questions. If you would ask me, I would think that a tzaddik ben Rasha actually has to work harder, which means a tzaddik ben tzaddik, he grew up, Yitzchak grew up in Avram's house. That's what he saw. That's what he was taught. That's what he knew. So of course he's going to get schar for the mitzvahs, for the Torah. But what he's doing is he was taught like that. However, Rivka, she grew up in the house of Avodah Zarah, and still she chose not to be Oyver Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's even what you're asking. Isn't that much bigger and better? Which means that I would think that Rivka's tefillah is more powerful than Yitzchak. Why? Because Yitzchak, of course, comes from a tzaddik. But yeah, he davens, he learns, because that's what he saw by his father. A Rasha, I'm sorry, the child of a Rasha, he grew up in a Beis Avodah Zarah, and he's decided still to learn Torah and to daven. I would think that's bigger.
It wasn't up to Rivka. Yitzchak came over and said, like, I want you to be my wife, and her family loved him, and so, like, they said, like, okay, you can take her, because, and, but, like, you touched upon the question that, like, you know, she climbed a much higher ladder. But again, it wasn't up to her. But like, this also might answer the question of like, it seems like a Baal Tshuva is not an illiterate of a guy who just broke religious. But yeah, so.
So, what really, you're saying that Rivka maybe did it not by choice, but at the end of the day, Rivka now, she was a tzaddikus. Now we all agree. And she came from a house, Basul, she came from a Rasha. So wouldn't we understand that she worked harder to get where she got to rather than where Yitzchak was holding? Pretty clear question. Meaning to say, as Yitzchak grew up, he went to Cheder, he went to a religious high school, he grew up davening, learning. As opposed to Rivka, for whatever reason, how she got to making the choice, but she actually had to be taught, and she had to work on herself and work on believing in Hashem, work on davening, work on learning. So that l'chayra, that I would understand, is actually more powerful. And therefore, maybe Rivka, the schus of Rivka's davening, should be the reason why she became pregnant. I want to share with you a fascinating insight that I saw from the Altar of Kelim on this question. And he says the following. It is true that a tzaddik ben Rasha, which means somebody that grew up in a house, Beis Avodah Zarah, a secular home, and then comes and pulls through to still learn and daven, that is actually, that person is bigger and better. Why? Because they had to work to where they got to. Yeah, they have to work where they got to, and it's true. The question is a good question. Ain't it doy mitzvah tzaddik ben Rasha? The tzaddik ben Rasha really is better because the tzaddik ben Rasha has to work harder. However, says the Altar von Kalim like this: there's another level on top of this. There's a level on top of tzaddik ben Rasha, and this level is even a bigger level that everybody can get to. The tzaddik ben Rasha. This level is that when somebody grows up in the house, it could be Yeshua, you mentioned this also, if somebody grows up in the house of a tzaddik, so as much as it's easy for him, but sometimes, you know why he's davening? Because that's who he grew up, that's the routine. You put on tefillin, you daven shachris, you daven mincha, you daven ma'ariv. You're in yeshiva, you go to first seder, you go to afternoon seder, you go to night seder. So it's really just being done as a routine, and it's not being done because a person feels that's why he wants to do it. He's just doing it a second. He's doing it because he actually, it's in the system. So let's understand over here like this. Really, a tzaddik ben Rasha has to work harder to get to the level where he's holding because he grew up not religious, Beis Avodah Zarah, and he's working hard for that. But then there's another level of somebody, whether if it's religious, not, but a person that's a tzaddik, when he's doing his things, if it's a routine, it's in the system, then it's less worth. He's just doing it because that's what everybody does. There could be a person that goes to daven and another person that goes to daven, the same chakras at 7:30. However, one person goes because that's part of his system. These three, you daven three times a day. you come here and davening is 7:30, so that's what you do. But then there's somebody that comes because he feels that's the right thing to do, because he wants to come and he wants to daven to Hashem. Such a person, his davening is completely different. It's a whole different davening. He's not just davening because you have to do what you have to do. He's davening because that's the right thing. So therefore, you want to know why Hashem listened rather to Yitzchak, because Yitzchak not only with Tzadik ben Tzadik, because he davened for his own right, not because that's what he saw by Avram. In other words, that could be a challenge sometimes. A person davens, a person learns, and sometimes you're just part of the system and you do what you have to do. You're not really doing it because that's your essence, because that's what you want to do. It's just because everybody does it. By me in the night koil, one of my chavrusis that I learn with, one of the Baal Batim, he comes the certain nights a week that we learn, and it doesn't make a difference. Sometimes he comes straight from work, of course with the permission of his wife, but for him, the learning, it's not just he learns, because that's part of the thing. You got to learn an hour a day, so he does it. And therefore, if he comes late from work, so then he will miss it. He does it because he believes that you have to learn. Kihem chayenu, you have to learn. That's part of a person's yid, a Jew. Part of it is the learning. That's what you have to do. So therefore, he wouldn't give it up even if it's hard. That's the answer to this pasuk, why Hashem listened to Yitzchak again, because of course he's a mile of a tzaddik that has to come from where he wasn't taught and he teaches himself. But then there's even a mile that he does it because he feels that's the right thing. I want to just tell you and show you that you find this idea in two other places. One place is by the Achnasis Archim of Avram Avinu. If you take a look by the Achnasis Archim of Avram Avinu, there's a lot of psukim speaking about it, going in detail. What he served, and he came, and Vayaretz, and he walked, and he came, and he's the psukim go very in detail about the mitzvah Achnasas Archim. If you take a look, Loit also did the mitzvah Achnasas Archim. Loit was Machnas Arich, but over there the Torah doesn't make such a big deal of the Achnasas Archim. Why is it like that? Why by Avram, the Torah speaks in length and detail about Achnasas Archim that Avram did. By Loit, the Torah just, says he did Achnasas Archim and moves on. The answer is with this same idea. The answer is Avram did Achnasas Archim because he held that's the right thing to do. That's why he did it. Loit did Achnasas Archim because he saw that by his uncle, he saw by Avram. He saw that you do Achnasas Archim, so he did it also. That became the in thing to do. So that's all the difference. If you do the mitzvah because you believe you're supposed to do the mitzvah, person goes to Davar Meirv, person comes here, he spends a Thursday night, of course together with Chant, but he comes to spend time together, to be inspired. So there he's doing a step out of the box, which means he's doing something which is not the routine, it's because he wants to steig, he wants to be elevated. That's the difference between the Achnasas Archim of Avram Avinu, that the Torah felt that we should elaborate and speak a lot about it, as opposed to the Achnasas Archim of Loit. One more example, which we'll find this idea, is by the Mishkan. By the Mishkan, everybody in Klal Yisrael chipped in to build, right? Everybody gave, it was all the everybody's donations that put together that we made the Mishkan. However, when it comes to speak about who made the Mishkan, what does the Torah say? Who made the Mishkan? The Torah says, "Vayas Betzalel asa Mishkan." Betzalel made the Mishkan. The question is, Betzalel made the Mishkan? Everybody made the Mishkan. Everybody made the Mishkan. First of all, people gave in donations. We needed people that were experts in weaving the peroiches, the curtains. Different expertise came from different people. It wasn't a one person that built the whole Mishkan.
But it was the main role. He took the main role. It was like the architecture and the pioneer of the actual structure of the Mishkan.
You're saying that he had the main job, I hear. It could be that's an answer. Rashi says a different answer. Rashi says, you know why? Vayas v'tzal. Which means He put himself on the line. He worked. Everybody came and did their work. At 9 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they were done for the day. He went that extra step when he was building the Mishkan. He worked harder. Lefisha Maser Atzma Yosem Shalachirim. He worked harder. Therefore, it's called that he made it, even though everybody else also worked. The question is, it's true that he worked harder. He was Moiser Nefesh. He did an extra step. But still, it's Vayas Betzalel. Vayas Betzalel, everybody did it. He did a little extra, but he was the one who did it. Everybody did it. What's Vayas Betzalel? Vayas Betzalel would seem that he was the one who did it and not anybody else. Everybody built the Mishkan. It happens to be that he was Moiser Nefesh. He did more. With this Yesoi that was saying, I'm sorry, my voice is a little weak. Anyways, with this Yesoi that was saying, with this idea that a person could do chesed, because everybody does chesed, a person davens, because that's in the system to daven. But then there's an idea that you do it because you feel that it's supposed to be done. By the Mishkan, everybody gave for the Mishkan, everybody did for the Mishkan. 100%. However, only from Betzalel was it seen that he was sincere. He meant it with building the Mishkan. Because everybody was doing, but Betzalel did, so everybody did. Or maybe people did because they felt so, we don't know. But by Betzalel, since Betzalel was Moiser Nefesh, which means he went that extra step, and with that extra step, we were able to see that he really meant it. Therefore, it says Vayas Betzalel, that Betzalel was the one to build the Mishkan. So just to sum up, to conclude, what we're showing over here is Vayetar Loi. You know why Hashem listened to Yitzchak's tefillos? Because Yitzchak davened not just because everybody davens. He davened because he believed in the davening, and he davened because he held of it. The same thing as Avram Zachnas Asarchem. He wasn't copying because he's chesed organization, so he also wanted to open a chesed organization. He did it because he felt that Achnas Zarchem is the right thing. Betzalel, he held building the Mishkan as the right thing. Now let me tell you, we could all do this. Even if we davening, we daven, we learn, whatever we do, a person works the whole day, he comes in the evening, he learns for an hour. But if a person does it, it's not just as a robot, he's doing it because he believes the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, a person can't survive without Torah. Davening, a person knows that by davening you connect to Hashem. That's already a very big madrega. So of course we have the madrega of Tzaddik ben Rasha, if a person comes from a place where not a Tzaddik, and you have Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. But then you have this extra level. This level is, regardless of what it is, if you do it because you believe in it and you're doing it sincerely, not just because other people do it, that's the level of Torah, of Tefillah, and we should be Zaycha to be able to connect to this, to the davening and to the Tefillah.